Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, John Berg, who is Executive Director of Strategic Market Development for Sparrow Health System. Good evening, John. How are you?
Great this evening. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Boy, Sparrow is in the news a lot for a lot of great things. This week has been interesting. Sparrow has announced that it isn't going to hire folks who test positive for tobacco. Let's start with where the decision came from and the goal of this decision.
Well, really, the decision came from Sparrow has been taking a step back and saying, how are we to be a leader in our community? Our mission is to improve the health of our community, not just provide care for the sick, but to improve the health of our community. And, you know, as a part of that, we want to also encourage good health habits with our associates. And we've undertaken a number of steps. So we've got fitness centers at each of our hospital campuses. We have discounted programs for associates to join health and fitness facilities. And we've got a benefit program now for people who do not smoke. They can access health insurance benefits cheaper. And this was something we took a look at and we studied. And some of the leading hospitals around the country, like the Cleveland Clinic, are doing it. And we felt it was important that we stepped up and did this as well.
And what do you think the surprise from so many people? Because they weren't understanding where the decision was coming from and what its intention was?
Well, you know, anytime you're one of the first in an area or in a region to do something, there's going to be some level of discussion and confusion. And, you know, I think that's what it means to be a leader is sometimes it's not going to be popular in all sectors. But, you know, what's important for us is as we've stepped back and look at this is we understand and see the impacts of smoking on patients every day in our facility. We see patients who come to us with emphysema and lung cancer and heart failure and heart disease, and there's a variety of ways in which a lifetime of smoking affects the body, and as that happens, then those patients seek care. And, you know, as compassionate as we are, as we see this happen, we still want to take the steps to encourage our associates and the community that, about the importance of not smoking, the importance to your health.
Well, and what I find interesting, too, is people had a reaction right away. This does not affect, of course, the employees that are currently at Sparrow Health System. This is for new hires.
Correct. This is just a very focused policy that we implemented, focused just on our hiring practices and the people we screen for employment here. It is not something that's applicable to all of our associates at this time.
And as you just mentioned, you're talking about succession and trying to help folks quit that are currently employees as well.
Yes, we continue to encourage in a variety of ways, both with our associates and with the community in general, good health habits. And we have some associate wellness and health programs for our associates. But we're also out in the community every day. We are currently in the schools with our Feeling Good Mileage Club, and we're educating elementary kids in over 100 schools around the region the importance of being active. And we have programs in middle schools here in Lansing where we're working with classrooms to teach children the importance of good eating habits. And we've got programs for seniors. So we have a lot of community outreach to try to educate people about their health. This was another way which we could take a step forward to help encourage good health behaviors with our associates.
And I think I heard an attorney speaking to the issue the other day, and he said that there were differences between firing somebody over a smoking issue and not hiring someone over a smoking issue. And this is intended to be a move towards the good for everybody involved in terms of patients and staff.
Correct. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to encourage the right person to be an associate here at Sparrow, a caregiver here at Sparrow, to provide care for our patients. And we feel, you know, right now that it's so important for us to hire the right people in the first place, and the people who understand the importance of good health and good healthy habits. And, you know, I'm not saying that we're all perfect. None of us are perfect, and we all have issues, and we encourage a large and diverse workplace and work site, and we have a lot of values in common with our hiring practices and what we want to see in the community. But at the end of the day, what we want to do is we want to take those steps that are judicious, that are focused, that allow us to continue to move in the right direction. population in terms of a healthy community.
You mentioned the Cleveland Clinic being mm-hmm. being a notable health system that has already done this, and certainly it was studied before you are getting ready to implement this May 1st. What have you learned from a place like Cleveland Clinic in a procedure like this?
Well, they're relatively new at it. We had a team that spent some time talking to them about how they crafted their policy, and we learned some good lessons from them as well. What's more important is I think that more and more around the country, hospitals are recognizing in order to be successful, we can't just engage sickness as it comes to our door. We need to reach out to the community. We need to engage populations in a more proactive stance. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's what is expected of healthcare systems to help manage costs. It's another step of that across our community, so that you know, everybody's going to need care at some point. But hopefully, what we can do is have the most productive lives up until that point where we need to seek care for a serious condition.
Well, and certainly, healthcare costs are part of the issue. I mean, general health is one, but healthcare costs are huge.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is an instance where smoking is a habit, Cheryl. It's something that is directly connected in science and numerous studies to these conditions, to emphysema and lung cancer and the occurrence of these diseases after a lifetime of smoking. We know that. And so it's important for us to encourage people to not go down a road a lifetime of being addicted to tobacco and take the appropriate steps to help individuals who are in that situation. And so we offer smoking cessation classes on a regular basis and you know, continue to advocate on behalf of that. Cost is a part of that. It's something you can't measure on a year-over-year basis. It's not something you can sit down and say, this is how our costs are going to be impacted by this step tomorrow. Long-term, not only for us, but for all our employers, for our community, it is a factor. I think I was talking with Dr. Rosler. I know you had him on the air, Cheryl, the other day. But, you know, there was a study in Scotland where a community went smoke-free, and they measured the effect of that. And across the community, several years later, they had a 17% decrease in the occurrence of heart disease. And that was in both smokers and non-smokers. So there is some evidence that is of general benefits, general goodness for the entire population.
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow how this works. I know the staff will be healthier, and the patients, I think, will appreciate it as well. And I appreciate your time to give us your perspective on this evening, John.
Sure thing, Cheryl. No problem.
Very good. Nice to talk with you.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
John Berg, who is Executive Director of Strategic Marketing and Development for Sparrow Health System. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.